Janelle Kiker is with us. She is the new CEO of Mitchell County Hospital Health System. She is our guest today. Talk about open houses coming up. But before I get to that, if you could go back and be whatever age you could be, that's our Facebook question of the day. Janelle, what would be the age that you would go back to if you could go back in time?
Oh, well, that's a tough question, Wade. I think that maybe I would choose, oh, how about 29? We're still in the 20s.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And made better choices probably by the time I got to the age of 29.
29 and then hold there for a long, long time.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got some other answers. Some said 15. Another one said 16. Believe me, I knew it all then. Now I realize I don't. Mom and Dad were smarter than I thought. That's a good one. I like that one. Somebody else said they go back to 40. For me, I think I'd go back to my senior year in college. That was like, I'd gotten a lot of my courses out of the way. It wasn't as stressful my senior year. I mean, I was looking forward to the real world, but I could relax a little bit. So I would say like 21 or 22, but definitely go back in the time machine. Most of us are saying a ways back, I've noticed.
Yes.
Well, okay, so how's everything been for you? You moved over in February and took over the position of CEO of Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. How's the transition been for you and your family getting to know Beloit and North Central Kansas?
Well, it's been really terrific. The community has welcomed us with open arms, a very warm welcome, and so really having a great time being here.
What drew you to this position and to Beloit? You said you were previously in Colorado, Broomfield, Colorado, for about 6 years?
Yes. Actually, it was my husband who told me about the position. But my son is one of the primary reasons why we're here. So he is a junior here at Beloit High. Mm-hmm. And they offer some different programs with cabinetry and carpentry.
Okay.
That he has been able to experience both of those already now.
Awesome.
He's in carpentry now. And those are some of the things he thought he might want to do when he got older. And so we decided, why not let him take a run at that now while he's young before he has to make that important decision.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, he's a junior there at Beloit and does a great job for the football team as well. I've called his name multiple times during the broadcast on Friday nights. And it probably was a bit of an adjustment, obviously, because how big is Broomfield, Colorado? And then how big, you know, obviously we know how big Beloit is, about 3,000 people roughly, and people from the rural area go into Beloit quite a bit, all that. But how big is Broomfield, Colorado compared to here, this area?
It's huge. So being a suburb of Denver, kind of halfway mark between Denver and Boulder. So his class size here at Beloit, I believe, is around 50, and mm-hmm. he's coming from a class size of around 500.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a pretty significant change for him, but he's having a great time doing it.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you are here to talk about a open house that is coming up on October 18th, correct?
Yes, we're so excited to be welcoming the public back into the organization.
So tell us a little bit about this. And by the way, I'm gonna throw a shout out. I don't want to get into any details here, but I had a procedure done at the hospital last week. And I'll tell you something. The hardest part of the procedure I did was it's the preparation, okay? If I don't want to give away too much here, but it's the preparation for that procedure. And that's the worst part. And I was in the prep room or whatever, and Steve was my anesthesiologist. And he was very funny. He came in and talked with him a little bit. He said, "You've got the tough part out of the way. This is the easy part." And I had never been sedated in my life, never been sedated. And I had to for this procedure. And everybody was so awesome. I mean, just I was at ease. I really was, even though I don't like needles, and they had to put an IV in my left hand, and I will not look at needles or I will faint and pass out. So I just don't look there. And everybody was just so nice. And it's been that way for us for the years that we've been here, because to give you a little background on me, my middle son was born in Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, and the doctors and the staff there saved my son's life. He was not breathing when he came into the world, emergency C-section. Then we realized that he had Down syndrome, and he had to have blood transfusions, and his hemoglobin was at 3, and he was pale and white, had to be life watched to Kansas City and so forth and so on. But I've always said that, you know, the hospital and Dr. Cheney, Dr. Morosis, and all the staff, and there's amazing people that saved our son's life. And then, you know, that was really the last time I was really in the hospital, other than our youngest son. When he was born, everything was much smoother, thank God. And that was very easy and smooth, easy for me to say. I wasn't the one that was having the C-section or the baby, but as long as you don't pull out the long needle and I pass out, then I'm okay. But then I had that recent procedure, and I just want to say that every single time that I've had something done or involved with my family, everybody there's just been amazing. So it really was comforting, and I thought I'd be a little bit tense and nervous and apprehensive about getting sedated and this and that. Shoot, it was pretty doggone easy because they made me feel at ease. So I just want to say that.
That's great to hear. Actually, that's one of my most favorite things is being able to hear the stories that people have to tell. And so mm-hmm. with this open house, one of the purposes behind it is for us to be able to get to know our community better, myself and the rest of the executive team leaders. Mm-hmm. And so hearing those great stories, we hope that people will come to the open house and tell us more.
I think you could have an open stage and have a comedy bit with some of your staff. You got some funny people on your staff, let me tell you.
We do. We have a really great team, and it does. It's a team sport, I tell them. And so lots of really great people, and they're not there just as a job.
Yep.
And it's even more than a career to them. It's really our calling. And so it's great to be able to go to work every day and have fun at mm-hmm. work doing what you're meant to do.
That is so important, no matter what the job is. Okay, so this open house, tell us a little bit more of the details of what's going to take place, what time, what people can do.
Absolutely. So it is exactly 1 week from today for our open house. It's on Wednesday, October the 18th. We have several things that we're planning for you. And so the first events will be kind of that noon rush. Mm-hmm. And so from 11 to 1, people can come out first. And then also for the afternoon crowd, if you want to come after work or those kinds of things, we have a 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. range as well, followed by going out to the backyard of the organization, we'll call it the backyard, have an evening social time with folks there. So what we're going to kind of plan to do, we have a few things that we want to show folks, and so there will be some tours and conversation with some new service line expansion ideas that we're really excited. We've got some current teammates that have been working hard over the last few months to expand their professional skills, as well as new providers that we've been recruiting to come in and do some additional mm-hmm. work as well. And so we're excited to unveil those things, if you will. We're also going to be talking a little bit about our cafeteria reopening. When I first arrived, one of the things people asked me most is, when can we come out and eat with you?
Really?
And so that's going to be an opportunity as well. So we're going to do a weekday reopening of the cafe. And so that starts on the open house event as well. We're going to be serving up some fried chicken by our culinary team.
Okay.
So that's going to be really tasty. So you're going to have to come out and buy some lunch, take a tour, have some conversations with us. And then also, we have a new component to our auxiliary gift shop. And so we've been really working both in the dining room, you'll see, as well as in the gift shop, how we're working to blend more and become more reoriented with our community. And so in our dining area, you will see artwork mm-hmm. by our local students. And so it's also labeled with their name, the age grade they were when they completed the art and what school that they were attending in that art class. And so really appreciate the art instructors working with us to be able yeah. to collect artwork. So come and see the dining hall with the artwork displayed there. And then also in our auxiliary gift shop, we've been spicing that up just a little bit with our auxiliary team. And you can now find some MCHHS logoed items for all types of things, connecting us more to our community. So you'll see Trojan attire, mm-hmm. Blue Jay attire, and we've even expanded out to some Wildcat and Jayhawk attire as
well. Oh, boy.
Well. Yeah. I know.
You gotta do, if you do one, you got to do both when you go that far.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's taking place, and then after that, you mentioned the evening social. You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So if you come to either the lunch or the after work to open house, mm-hmm. then you will get a ticket, and this ticket will give you admission to our evening social. It's going to be out in the backyard, kind of as I said. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we'll be having our senior life enrichment team doing a backyard barbecue, so some hot dogs and treats there, as well as the Purdue House will be open mm-hmm. for tours. And one of our very own, Lance, who is our pharmacist, mm-hmm. will be on the porch of the Purdue House singing some songs and playing the guitar for us. So we're really excited to kind of be able to relax on the after hours event yeah. and just have conversations with people where we can really get to know one another.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Janelle Kiker, she is the CEO of Mitchell County Hospital Health System. She's our guest today, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health System, sponsor of our Community Matters segment that we have every Wednesday here at about 7:40. It says here, more than a hospital, which is a pretty good slogan. I like that one as well. What would you like to tell people outside of everything you just mentioned in regards to open house that's coming up next Wednesday? But what is the main going thing that stands in your mind when somebody says, tell me about your hospital?
I really do think that more than a hospital captures it beautifully, because we are one with our community. And so you've seen us out and about doing a multitude of things, everything from the recent Millapalooza event where we're out with the crowds there, all the way back to the parade. I was told after we participated in the parade how excited people were to see us there, that one of our employees actually was participating with us and said, you know, Janelle, I've worked here for 40 years and we've never participated. And so being out at the fairgrounds during the fair and participating with the 4-H crowd and the singers and those types of things. We were out at the bouncy house. Uh-huh. I was at the obstacle course, and I got to high-five about 100 kids that night, being able to send them down the bouncy house obstacle course. And so that's really where I think it rings true to me and to us, is that we are out in the community. We are one of the community and want to be there for the community, keeping that health care here locally.
Absolutely, no doubt. Is there anything else you want to add about the open house or anything else before we let you go that we might have missed or overlooked?
One of the things that I did not mention is we will also have experts there to be able to talk through some insurance questions. Mm. And so whether it be Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans that people are really trying to sell hard right now, to give you some insider tips on making the best choice for you for insurance, talk a little bit about Marketplace, and then the unwinding of Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of taking a few people by surprise. And so we'll have some professionals there to be able to sit down and have those conversations with folks. So come on out.
Awesome. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Texas.
I was going to say, there we go. I was just going to say, I didn't really hear it all the way through, but all of a sudden I just heard it. I'm like, I think she might be from Texas. I just heard the twang and the accent there just for a second or two. That's why I had to ask that question.
Yes. Oh, you can ask my family when I get either really excited or really mad. You might hear the Texan twang come out just a touch. So
we're at in Texas.
I'm from West Texas, Midland, Texas.
Midland, Texas.
Graduated from Texas Tech University in Lubbock.
Oh,
I'm
Raiders.
A nurse by background, actually.
Okay.
Got my nursing degree first.
Yeah.
And then I taught school for a couple of years, so kind of an interesting path. And then leadership in the healthcare world as a nurse first, and then as a CEO for maybe close to about the last 10 years of my life, and I do love it.
That is awesome. And you said you had the Wildcat and Jayhawk attire, but you might have to slide in a little Red Raider attire there if you're a Texas Tech alum. I don't know how many people are Red Raider fans around here. I don't know of too many. I know some Sooner fans.
Yeah, I think I'm a little out of my element on that one.
There's a few Sooner fans, a few Husker fans out there from time to time, but it's definitely KU and K-State area, no doubt. Well, Janelle, it's great to meet you, and it sounds like everything's going very, very smoothly. And once again, I thank everybody and your staff and your employees at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems because of the reasons I mentioned earlier. And once again, one last time, why don't you tell people the date and the time of the event?
Absolutely. So come see us exactly 1 week from today, Wednesday, October the 18th, between 11 and 1, or then again between 5 and 6:30 p.m. with our evening social starting at 6.
Janelle, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck with the event next Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Wade.
Janelle Kiker, she is the CEO of Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, and Community Matters brought to you, oddly enough, by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, and we appreciate the time. And if you missed that interview or tuned in a little bit late and missed part of it, we'll have that posted on our podcast page and our website later on this morning, katiecountry94.com.